You're listening to a Frequency Podcast Network production.
Of all the behaviors that are likely to stick with us after the pandemic is gone, the most fascinating is masking. That's not just because it's been such a divisive issue in North America. It's because there are so many places, like Japan, where it was never an issue at all. When the pandemic began, the Japanese weren't scrambling for masks to wear outside. They already had them, and there was zero issue in simply wearing them in places other than the subway, where they were already widely used. Let's just say that I haven't seen one of these videos yet from Japan, but I saw them every day in my country and the United States.
Everybody else is wearing a f***ing mask, so why are you worried about me, huh? Isn't that enough protection? Just leave me the f*** alone.
You guys are asking me to leave the store for not wearing a mask when I have a medical condition, even though yours is pulled under your nose.
A note that says
I don't have to bring a note, and yours isn't even on.
One day, it's wear a mask. The next day, it's going to be something else. Study Hitler.
Now that we are cautiously inching towards the end of the pandemic, many places in the U.S. and in Canada are ending their mask mandates. Masks are now no longer required in most indoor spaces in British Columbia, in Alberta, and in Saskatchewan. And while it remains to be seen if cases will now climb in those provinces, it also remains to be seen how many people will wear them and where now that masks are optional. After living with these face coverings for more than a year, have they become a habit to us yet? How did they become so ingrained in the culture in places like Japan and not in the West? Can we find a way to keep using them when they're needed without continuing the culture war that has sprung up around them? And can we expect further mandates, either if cases rise again or maybe just during a really bad flu season? I'm Jordan Heath Rawlings. This is The Big Story. Dr. Mitsutoshi Hori is a professor of Shumei University in Japan. He's currently working at its overseas campus, Chaucer College in Canterbury in the UK. He has a PhD in sociology and has studied the history of mask wearing in Japan. Hello, Professor Hori.
Hello. Hi.
Before we talk about Eastern versus Western views on the practice of mask wearing, maybe you could just go way back and explain, when did public mask wearing for health reasons originate?
Yes. History shows it originates in the West. I think the practice of mask wearing was widely carried out in the, especially the medical institutions across the West, also in Japan. But I think the mask wearing was popularized during the Spanish flu pandemic. Then I think public mask wearing was encouraged in the West, both in Europe and North America. In the case of Japan, it was introduced to the Japanese health authorities during that time at the practice commonly carried out in the West. Then health authority imported that practice to Japan. So that was a kind of the origin of mask wearing.
And after that pandemic passed, where did the practice remain and where did it vanish?
It remained in Japan, but somehow it's disappeared in North America and Europe. I still don't know why it disappeared. So that is a kind of the big mystery, probably we need further research on.
Well, and that's kind of what we're going to talk about as we get deeper into this conversation. But how did it become so embedded in the culture in Japan that it just stuck around?
Yeah, it is very difficult to, make sense of it. It may be, that's simply just coincidence, or there may be some kind of, cultural aspects. One possibility would be, people have kind of less hesitation about, covering a part of your face. People in the West in general tend to be more hesitant, tend to have a stronger resistance about, covering a part of your face. So I think that may be the possibility, but I'm not entirely sure about the history of other East Asian countries.
Can you explain to me the messaging around mask wearing. There was a lot of conversation, especially here in the West, at the beginning of the pandemic, about whether you should wear masks for yourself or to protect others. And what's that messaging like in Japan?
There are mixed message. I think official line is the same. You should wear mask to protect others. But I think in the history of Japanese mask wearing, I think people developed the practice of mask wearing for yourself to protect yourself. I think in the history, in the beginning, there was, in earlier stage of, you know, mask wearing in Japan, there was a debate, you know, wearing mask to protect yourself is not scientifically correct. But I think that kind of the culture was, you know, let's just ignore people's convention. Let's stop kind of criticizing it because that encouraged people to wear mask anyway. So, and kind of, you know, I think we actually see a kind of subtle change in people's behavior here in England as well. Initially, it was encouraged to wear mask to protect others, but as people keep using their mask, it kind of as soon as it become part of people's life, people feel comfortable or, you know, being protected when they are wearing mask. So I think more and more people start wearing mask in order to protect themselves.
Right. In your work, you called it a risk ritual. Can you explain what that means and why we do that?
That kind of concept captures how we behave in the face of uncertainty to restore kind of psychological stability. When we face uncertainty in front of us, in order to dissolve that sort of uncomfortable feeling, you know, we tend to do something. In a way, you know, in the face of uncertainty, people want to know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And mask kind of gives, you know, very simple strategy for people, very simple way of doing something. Then by doing it, you feel as if you are in control of the situation. So that is, you know, what we call a risk ritual.
If that's one of the reasons that people do it, and, you know, some of the other reasons are just to feel better about yourself or to feel like you're protecting others, why has it in the West become such a cultural flashpoint?
It feels like a deja vu of Spanish flu pandemic, because I read some of the historical document, you know, saying in the US, for example, during that time, in some cities, there was strong resistance or protest, you know, from certain group of people arguing, you know, the mandatory mask wearing is something against civil liberty. And then I think we see the similar kind of debate here in Europe, and also probably even stronger in North America. Somehow covering part of your face become politicized. Somehow, you know, it is kind of connected to people's value orientation, their kind of political ideology. Feels like, you know, the face symbolize something very important, you know, something almost fundamental, you know, people's cultural value in the West. Almost like, you know, covering your face, you know, symbolize sense of oppression, you know. And then I can see kind of clear division along the political line in the West in general. I think in the US, for example, I don't live in, you know, the US, so, you know, I don't have a first kind of hand experience. But as far as I see, you know, through the popular media, feels like, you know, for example, in the last presidential election, mask become a symbol of different, you know, political ideologies.
The big story will be back in just a minute. As this pandemic drags on into like a year and a half now, and it looks like in many parts of the world, it's going to continue for at least a good deal longer until vaccination gets everywhere. Are masks becoming more normalized to the point where, and this is one of the reasons we wanted to talk to you and have this discussion, to the point where they will remain as part of the culture, if not worn all the time? Like, are we getting used to them, and what will it take for them to just become a part of lives the way they are in Japan?
I think, yeah, the longer this pandemic prolong, I think there is more likely to stay mask wearing in the Western culture. But for example, now in England, mask wearing is not mandatory. It's not required by the law. But lots of people, I think, still willing to keep wearing it. Especially, lots of businesses, want customer to wear inside of the building, public transport. So I think still, because of the fear of infection rate is still high and increasing, people are still willing to wear voluntarily. But I don't know how long this stays on when pandemic ends. I think because the mask wearing is almost like a symbol of restriction, kind of not wearing mask may symbolize, end of the pandemic, and people may feel, keeping that way. But yeah, this is, difficult to predict. But because in the history, mask wearing, quickly disappeared after Spanish flu pandemic, I think it may disappear, but I think it may disappear slowly if the pandemic continue longer.
From a sociological perspective, if we here in the West wanted mask wearing to stick around, on transit or during flu season and that kind of thing, if we wanted to make it less of a culture war issue and more of just a common thing, how would we do that? What kind of messaging would work?
I think message have to come from, scientists. Because I think one of the reasons, the government in the Western countries started to encourage people to wear masks in this pandemic is actually the changing scientific consensus. There are probably, the more likelihood in the Western countries, maybe the each national government may encourage mask wearing in the public spaces or, the public transport in the next flu season or something. Because now scientific community are actually saying, mask is effective to prevent, a spread of flu-like disease. So, yeah.
Last question. What do people in Japan think of the way masks have become so politicized in especially the United States, but also in other Western countries? Like, it must seem a little bit absurd to them.
Many people actually didn't know, mask wearing wasn't common in the West. Lots of Japanese people I speak to, who live in Japan, they were surprised. Oh, why people not wearing masks in the West? They didn't know mask wasn't worn in the West. For them, that makes sense why the infection rates are so high, in England or, other countries. And many of my friends in Japan kind of tend to say, oh, in the UK, infection is so high, maybe, they should wear masks, that sort of things. So in a way, once they knew mask wearing wasn't practiced in the West, and those, countries had a higher infection, many of my Japanese friends tend to think, Japan is doing better because we are wearing masks. So kind of mask became a reason of, kind of Japanese partial success.
Well, I envy the places where it is not a big deal and everybody just wears it and nobody has to talk about it. Professor Hori, thank you so much for this conversation.
My pleasure.
Dr. Mitsutoshi Hori of Shumei University. That was The Big Story. For more, head to thebigstorypodcast.ca. Talk to us on Twitter at TheBigStoryFPN. Send us lengthy, thoughtful emails at TheBigStoryPodcast, all one word, at rci.rogers.com. And of course, download this podcast, subscribe to this podcast, follow this podcast, like this podcast, rate it and review it in your favorite podcast player. Thanks for listening. I'm Jordan Heath-Rawlings. We'll talk tomorrow.